Chapter 7 Scorched Earth. She ran as fast as she could, desperately looking over her shoulder as she fled. The river was so close now, she had to make it. She threw herself onto the floating bridge, narrowly avoiding tipping as she scrambled across to the far side. Wrenching out the fence post, she cast the bridge off loose into the cold, rushing water. It writhed in the current like a pinned snake. Her backpack swung from side to side as she scrambled up the riverbank. Leaping over the verge, she traversed the frozen vegetable field, sprinting towards the house. Involuntary whines punctuated each gasp for breath as sweat mounted on her forehead. Slamming the kitchen door shut, she locked it behind her, immediately grabbing key items from the table, a bottle of water, some oats, and the tub of white powder. She careened up to the bedroom and dropped them onto the bedframe. She had moments to pack. She didn't know where she was going or how she was going to escape, but the house wasn't safe anymore. That day, for the first time, she had seen a beast. A living beast, moving around during daylight. She didn't know if it had seen her or heard her. She hadn't stopped to think. She had just run. Pressing her eyes to the window, she looked out across the field for signs of the predator. She had been approaching the traps as usual that morning to check for bait when she'd spotted it moving through the forest, its white fur rippling between the tall, dark oak trunks as it weaved along the roadside trees. The creature found the trapped prey, first sniffing it, then puncturing it with three black tentacles that came out from its torso. All this in the few seconds before Lucy's flight instinct took over. She shoved the most important items she could find into her backpack, her heart racing as she tried to create a coherent plan out of nothing. The sound of tires crunching over gravel interrupted her frenzy. Two car doors slammed in succession, followed by footsteps approaching the house.
"Hey, lady," came a voice. "Open the door. We know you're in there."
Laughter followed the gruff shout. It sounded like three or four men.
"Don't be shy now. We only want to say hello,"
shouted another, prompting more laughter. Lucy hastily swung the backpack over both shoulders. Clutching the handgun, she crept towards the door and skirted across the top landing, silently moving into the adjacent bedroom which overlooked the driveway. With extreme caution, she raised her eyes above the windowsill and peered down. The SUV sat quietly on the drive with four armed men standing before it. She recognized all but one of them. The two others, who stood directly below her out of sight, made their presence known by banging on the doors with their rifles again.
"Try to back,"
yelled the gruff voice from the doorway. Two of the four visible men peeled off, the Latino man with sunglasses and earring, and the lazy guard with camouflage pants and a gray hoodie. Their crunching footsteps announced their progress down the side of the house. Lucy had only moments to decide on a plan of attack. Ducking down again, she hastily crawled back to the master bedroom from where she could see the rear entrance. Silently, she pulled the window open a couple of inches as the men crunched around the corner. Taking the gun from her back pocket, she timed the click of the barrel loading with their steps. She had them in shot. Heart pounding, she counted to three in her head as the Latino man tried the locked door by hand.
"Get the fuck back,"
barked the man in the gray hoodie, preparing to swing his rifle butt into the glass of the door. Lucy took her chance. She fired twice, both shots implanting themselves into his upper chest. He fell to the ground immediately as his Latino accomplice, startled by the gunfire, spun around wildly, spotting the open bedroom window only as Lucy's third bullet struck him in the leg.
"Shit!"
she cursed as the man screamed in agony, falling onto his back, clutching the wound with one hand as it gushed blood.
"Puta de mierda!"
he roared, firing off a reel of bullets directly at the bedroom. Lucy hit the deck and scrambled backwards, trying to cover her ears as the gunfire shattered the windows, pockmarking the walls and ceiling.
"Coño!"
yelled the man as his cartridge clicked empty. Lucy fled the room as he reloaded, trying to silence her four-at-a-time steps down the staircase, loosely aware of the sound of multiple rapid gravel steps skirting the house in the opposite direction. The front door bulged on its hinges, threatening to buckle with each rifle butt impact. Lucy froze at the foot of the stairs and crouched into a ball as the rifle thuds suddenly stopped, giving way to a momentary pause in which the commotion from the rear of the house carried through. "Fuck this," declared a muffled voice on the other side of the wall. A thunderous spray of bullets rained through the front door. Lucy pushed her fingers into her ears and clamped her eyes shut as shards of wood and plaster flew through the air. The firing stopped, and Lucy seized her moment. As the gunman moved back towards the door, his figure blotted out the bullet holes, revealing his exact position. She stuck the nozzle of her gun into a fresh bullet hole and fired 4 bullets upward in the direction of the man. His body crumpled to the floor, and light streamed through the new perforations once again. Lucy jumped up. Squinting through a bullet hole, she re-aimed at the man's twitching body and pulled the trigger. A fateful click revealed her magazine was empty. Just then, the glass in the kitchen door smashed, immediately followed by the sound of the lock being attacked from the inside. Grabbing the latch in front of her, she burst out onto the front driveway as heavy footsteps and furious shouts echoed through the house. She leapt over the rasping, twitching body and ran down the front steps, but before she could get to the SUV, a 6th man skidded around the corner, blocking her way. "Stop!" yelled the heavily tattooed newcomer. Turning on her heel, she sped away around the opposite side of the house. The open barn came into sight.
"You better fucking stop, bitch! The more you run, the more I'm gonna make you regret it," he yelled.
Her whole body strove to reach the barn, every cell within her mobilizing to get her to safety. A bullet flew past her head as she ran, making her duck and delay. She was halfway there, but the tattooed man was catching up, hot on her footsteps across the open yard.
"Don't shoot! I want that bitch alive!"
yelled the leader, bursting out of the kitchen and clutching his cowboy hat as he ran. Lucy looked over her shoulder again as the leader leapt over the dead body of his hoodie-wearing comrade and dodged the injured Latino man who was being attended by another gang member.
"You hear me?" cried the leader. "We're taking you alive, missy."
The distance between their crunching paces and hers was shrinking rapidly. Both men were stronger than her, better fed, and faster. A rock hit her in the back of the head, knocking her off balance. She stumbled into the barn, her foot catching on the concrete lip of the floor. Before she could get up, the full weight of a human body fell onto her back with force, knocking her flat onto the ground and winding her completely.
"Gotcha! Now stay the fuck still!"
snarled the tattooed man who had leapt onto her. He grabbed her short hair and wrenched it back so hard that it pulled her entire head off the ground. Unable to scream, her winded body wheezed in pain as her eyes opened wide in shock.
"This fucking whore is gonna pay,"
growled the leader, panting as he caught up. His cowboy hat silhouette loomed over the hay-strewn floor. She felt the weight of her oppressor shifting as he moved, leaving one knee pinned painfully in between her shoulder blades. He pulled her arms out above her head, trapping both of her slender, malnourished wrists with a single hand.
"Turn her over," growled the leader.
The tattooed man threw Lucy onto her back. The cowboy leader stepped closer. He carried a hunting knife on one hip and a gun on the other. A sickening smile crawled across his face.
"That was very naughty of you, young lady, shooting my friends like that,"
the leader crowed, a hideous, soft lilt inflecting his voice as he readjusted his cowboy hat.
"The question is, what are we to do with you now?"
He unbuckled his belt, spitting to the side as he laughed a grim, heartless laugh, his shoulders bouncing heavily as he looked mercilessly upon his prize. The tattooed man kept her pinned with a knee pressed painfully on her abdomen while emitting the same cold, primordial laugh.
"No, no, you don't understand,"
she spluttered as the cowboy lowered himself onto all fours, his hot breath advancing on her face.
"The beasts! The creatures! They're here! In the daylight! I saw one!"
The leader laughed harder, unconcerned.
"Is that so? What do you think, Garrick?"
he said to the man helping pin her.
"Apparently the beasts hunt by day now. Maybe we should feed her to one."
"Not till I had a go on her," replied Garrick. "This beast needs feeding first."
He grinned with a hacking, inbred laugh.
"Oh, look at that,"
said the leader, reaching out and stroking Lucy's face.
ain't he a romantic? Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll warm you up for him.
Holy shit! Came a shout from the yard. The cowboy stood up as a fresh torrent of bullets rang out. Fucking Christ! Yelled Garrick, suddenly standing and releasing Lucy.
She rolled onto her side and looked out at the yard. Two skeletal white beasts bounded out of the vegetable field onto the gravel, launching themselves at the two men Lucy had shot. The man tending to the wounded had his rifle drawn, but it was too late. One of the beasts felled him, sinking its jaws into his neck. The second beast pounced onto the injured man, mauling him where he lay. Both the cowboy and Garrick immediately began shooting at the beasts. Lucy took her chance. She grabbed the leader's hunting knife and drove it deep into his groin, sending the man screaming to the ground in agony. Garrick spun around in alarm, but too slowly, as Lucy sprang upward, thrusting the blade into the side of his tattooed neck. Garrick dropped his gun as blood spurted from the wound. Lucy snatched it up, squeezing the trigger and unleashing the assault rifle upon both men until they moved no more. She looked back out at the yard. One of the beasts snapped its head around to face her as it stood over the would-be medic's body. Its thin, black tentacles pulsed and writhed inside the dying man, while the creature's four white limbs pinned him down. The beast shook itself off, retracting the tentacles inside its body as it turned and began to stalk towards the barn. Lucy squeezed on the trigger once again, spraying the creature's torso with bullets. The beast fell mid-stride, just yards from the barn entrance, but the second creature began to advance, abandoning the bodies it had been infecting. The assault rifle clicked empty. Dropping it, Lucy darted to the barn entrance, prizing the loaded shotgun from its hiding place and swinging around. She stood in the threshold as the second predator broke into a full run. She waited, with the shotgun nestled horizontally against her hip, until the last possible second when the beast was just yards away. It pounced, its body fully extending as it soared through the air. Lucy fired. Pellets tore through the creature's body, punching the life from it as it collapsed heavily onto the ground. Lucy fell backward just in time. She hastily reloaded the shotgun and took aim again, firing directly into the creature's twitching eyes. Its skull burst open, leaking brain matter across the concrete. Trembling, Lucy surveyed the bloodbath at her feet. Red droplets trickled across her face and clothes. Grabbing the cowboy's handgun, she ran back towards the house, weaving between the beast carcasses and the savaged remains of the other gang members. She grabbed her backpack from the bedroom and ran out onto the front driveway where the black SUV stood. She glanced across the adjacent vegetable field. Skulking white figures moved in the distance, crawling over the riverbank and shaking the water from their glistening fur. Seemingly spotting her at the same time, they began to run, their great bounds carrying them across the field with speed. Lucy leapt into the driver's seat and turned the ignition key, bringing the engine to life. She spun the car around and flattened the accelerator, tearing away from the house. Flecks of frozen mud sprayed out behind as she sped down the long farm drive. Adjusting the mirror, she watched as the white beasts shrank into the distance. The creatures were giving up the chase, instead inspecting the corpses in the yard. She skidded out onto the road that had brought the raiders, swerving across both lanes as she straightened up. Foot on the gas, she sped away at full tilt. A deluge of emotions coursed through her body as she fled for safety, screaming with fear. The blood of the men she'd killed stained her skin, acting as a beacon to the other beasts. She drove without slowing for an hour, racing down the open road ahead. Her eyes tormented her with fictitious glimpses of white among the oak forest stretching to either side of her. Bang! The car lurched to the side.
What the bang?
A second lurch. The vehicle shook chaotically as both rear tires blew out. Lucy fought to hold the wheel steady as the car swerved precariously.
Whoa, fuck!
She screamed, slamming on the brakes as she checked her rearview mirror. A military jeep was bearing down on her, with a soldier leaning out, about to take aim again. The SUV skidded to a halt.
Stay where you are, came an amplified shout from the jeep. Step out of the vehicle. Keep your hands above your head.
She reached for the handle, her bloodied hands trembling as she nudged the door open. Very slowly, she swiveled her legs out to the side before sliding out from the driver's seat altogether and turning to face her aggressors. A 20-something soldier approached, holding a rifle that was pointed straight at her.
"Lie down, on the ground, now!"
"I haven't done anything wrong," she protested, lowering herself to the ground.
"Please, I've just been attacked!"
"Quiet," yelled the soldier as he stood over her. Two others from the Jeep approached the SUV with weapons raised.
"Clear,"
shouted the foremost man.
"Clear," replied the female on the other side of the SUV.
"Search it," commanded an older man.
"Stand her up, Lieutenant," he continued, stepping out of the Jeep. The man strode over and planted his immaculately clean black boots inches from Lucy's forehead.
"On your feet for the Major,"
barked the Lieutenant, dragging Lucy upright and then stepping back to keep her at rifle range.
"Explain yourself," demanded the Major, staring at her intensely. His left eye was smaller than the other and was slightly recessed, caught in a permanent squint. Flecks of gray infused the stubble on his tanned Latino skin. He looked around 40.
What?
Stammered Lucy.
"Who are you, and how did you come to be driving this vehicle?"
the Major persisted.
Lucy looked around haplessly.
"This isn't my car," she implored. "I stole it. I didn't steal it. I took it because I had to escape. They attacked me, and..."
The bronzed Major cut her off with a simple raise of his hand.
"I'll ask again. This time be concise and clear. How did you come to be driving this vehicle?"
Lucy swallowed hard, searching for the right words, choosing them carefully.
"The men who drove it attacked me, so I killed them in self-defense. That was about an hour ago, and now I'm here,"
she stated, her eyes darting between the Major, the Lieutenant, and the other soldiers still searching the SUV. The Major studied her face, allowing her to stew in the silence while he considered his verdict. As he looked her up and down, his eyes gravitated to the bloodied areas and the stains on her knees where she tripped.
"Fine," he said, turning and walking back to the car. "We'll need to see their bodies. Can you show them to us?"
Lucy's eyes widened.
"We can't go back there. The beasts are there, you know, the creatures, the things, whatever you're calling them. They're at my home, the farm."
The Major said nothing. Lucy hesitated.
"You have seen them, right? I mean, you must have. They're big and white. They're white now. They used to be black, but now they're white, and I've studied them. I've looked at them on the inside, cut one open. I think I found a poison."
She could tell by the looks on their faces that she was coming across as deranged, especially given that she just claimed to have killed 5 people.
"You found the poison for the beasts?" asked the Major. "So you're a scientist?"
"No, it's just that on the train they... It's complicated, all right?"
"Sir?"
came the female soldier's voice from the SUV. The soldier pulled out the plastic tub of white powder from Lucy's bag.
"Careful with that," said Lucy. "It's precious."
"You mind telling me what it is?" inquired the Major.
"It's... Look, I'm covered in blood. I've been attacked by men who tried to rape me and beasts that tried to kill me. And now I've been shot at by you people. And I'm standing here defending my actions when I don't even know who the hell you are or why that person still got a rifle pointed at me. Are you the army? I mean, you should be on my side. I have waited months. You're the first real people I've seen. Everybody I love is dead. So if you could stop treating me like a fucking terrorist, I would really appreciate it. Because frankly, right now, either shoot me or don't. I'm done. I'm done with all of it."
She stopped rambling and stared at the two men, panting. "Very well," said the Major with a raised eyebrow. "Lieutenant, kindly stand down. See that the others search the SUV again for anything the gang left behind. And get that fuel."
"Yes, sir,"
said the Lieutenant, lowering his weapon and peeling off back towards the Jeep.
"I'm Major Lopez," said the meticulous officer, extending a hand for Lucy to shake.
She stared at it blankly. He put both hands behind his back and continued, unperturbed.
"We are what's left of the U.S. Army in this region. The vehicle you were driving belonged to known fugitives I've been trying to locate for weeks now. If you've killed them, then you've done your country a good service."
"My country?" gulped Lucy. "What country? Everyone's dead! Do you see any sort of country here? It's just people and land now."
"Get in the Jeep. We'll take you back to camp," replied the Major.
Lucy's eyes lit up.
"There's a camp? With survivors? How many? Where are they?"
You'll see in due course. Now get in. We've got a long drive ahead. Actually, on second thoughts. Jackson, called the major.
The female soldier looked up in response.
Clean her up before we move out, ordered the major.
Yes, sir, replied the woman.
She retrieved a package from the jeep, then beckoned Lucy over while the others continued their salvage operation.
Be careful with that,
cried Lucy as the lieutenant chucked her backpack into the jeep. The skinny lieutenant returned to the SUV and, along with the other male soldier, began an expedited siphoning process, setting up three fuel cans in parallel to drain the SUV simultaneously. The major was busy scribbling on a map he'd spread out over the jeep's hood, occasionally pausing to look up and consult the surrounding geography.
Close off, ordered the female soldier. She was an inch or so shorter than Lucy, but her expression was formidable.
Her hair was pulled back in a tight ponytail, accentuating her jutting chin.
Put them in a pile over there, she said, gesturing to the SUV.
Lucy looked around incredulously. This woman expected her to strip naked when there were men just yards away.
Hurry up, prompted Jackson.
I'm gonna...
Lucy nodded to the front of the SUV, where she would be marginally more screened from view. In the absence of any objection or approval from Jackson, she shuffled over. Standing behind the open passenger door, Lucy stripped down to her bare skin. Her withered body quaked in the cold winter air. Using the bottle from her utility belt, Jackson poured a little water onto a rag, which she handed to Lucy. Interpreting the soldier correctly, Lucy began to wipe the blood from her skin, turning her back out of embarrassment. A second wet towel appeared on Lucy's shoulder as Jackson began to scrub her rigorously.
What the hell?
Cried Lucy as the sudden oversaturation of human contact took its toll. Jackson ignored her protestations and roughly wiped off the remaining blood, scrubbing Lucy's arms, neck, and face.
You need paste, said Jackson,
painfully prising apart the hairs on the back of Lucy's head where the rock had struck. She pulled out a small tin of dark green paste, which she dipped her thumb in and smeared into Lucy's cut.
Ouch!
Protested Lucy.
What is that stuff?
Done,
replied Jackson, shoving a clean jumpsuit into Lucy's hands. It was bright orange.
Jackson, get a move on over there,
yelled the major from the jeep.
This is a prison suit,
hissed Lucy, covering her bare breasts with one hand and handing the suit back to Jackson.
You'll get fresh clothes at camp. Just put the damn thing on, girl,
snapped the soldier. Lucy climbed into the jumpsuit, which was several sizes too large, and pulled on the equally oversized boots that Jackson threw her way. Jackson then marched her back to the jeep before she could even finish doing the laces, bundling Lucy into the rear seats. The lieutenant opened the SUV's fuel cap and stuffed a rag in, leaving it dangling down the side of the car. Pulling a lighter out, he set the rag on fire and jogged back to the jeep.
Best not linger, said the major as the driver pulled past the SUV and accelerated down the forested road.